right, whenever you're ready.
All right, so Lena, there, as I mentioned to Yosef, we're going to go. I'm going to start from the end so I catch what I wanted to say. And hopefully we'll get back to Elchazer a little, what we did yesterday at the end. But I want to start sort of where we want to be holding at least. So again, we're discussing the concept of tefillah stashlumen, the concept of a makeup tefillah, or maybe that's an imprecise definition, but a tefillah that you made a mistake, you had some onus or some toast, you forgot, you slept, whatever it is, and you slept through shacharis, so you have to do two menchas. That's what we were discussing. So presumably what that would mean is that if you're in a hospital setting, let's say, and you don't have the ability to daven shacharis, that would presumably be called not mezid. Again, that was the lashon of the Gemara there in Brachos, which would allow for tashlumen to be done, let's say, for mincha. But it's not so simple. The Rosh in the second paragraph of Brachos in Simon Hay quotes a Yerushalmi in Brachos that says the following: Lo yamud adam v'yispalel lo mitoch dvar halacha. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ha'osek b'tzarchei tzibor ka'osek batora. That's the Yerushalmi that the Rosh quotes. Ha'osek b'tzarchei tzibor ka'osek batora. The Divrei Chamudos there and the Ma'ane Yontif both comment that what that means is in terms of stopping for tefillah. So for example, the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Tefillah, in the eighth halacha, says that someone who's learning Torah and the Zman of Tefillah comes has to stop learning and daven. But someone who's Torah Sa'um Nasa, whatever that means, someone whose job, profession is learning, so they don't have to be mafsik for tefillah. And the Rambam ends off that Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor seems to be part of this category of Torah Sa'um Nasa, meaning they don't have to stop to daven. They can just continue doing what they're doing, someone who's Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor. This is how the Beis Yosef understands the Yerushalmi in Simen Tzadi Gimel, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Beis Yosef Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tzadi Gimel, Seif Dalet, that someone who's Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor does not have to be mafsik for tefillah. Wonderful. Yeah?
So is this kind of like an Osek B'mitzvah, Patur
B'mitzvah? Okay, so that's what it seems like, yes. You would think, like, whatever an Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor is, you would think for sure an Osek B'mitzvah is going to be even more so. Because Osek B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah, which we'll get to.
Is there like the other question of like learning versus acting on a mitzvah? So like, you know, there's some mitzvah that's time bound that you can go do versus actual sitting.
Yeah, that's going to be part of that discussion. Not necessarily relevant to our question right now, because tefillah is a mitzvah of eris, the zman ends. But okay. So either way, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Ches says that because someone who's Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor is Pater Minat Tfila. So what that means is because he's Pater Minat Tfila, that means he never had a Chiv of Tfila, which means if you're Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor in the morning and you miss Shacharis, you don't have to daven Shacharis, but it also means there's no Tashlumin. You don't have to daven Mincha because you are Pater from davening Shacharis in the morning. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Now we're going to see, hopefully soon, that that's not so clear, and it's Taloi and Machlokas in the Poskim, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in here in Sifka and Ches. Again, as Yosef just pointed out, obviously if this applies to Osek B'tzarchei Tzibor, Kol Shekein, it applies to someone who's Osek B'mitzvah. So if you're a doctor, you're Osek B'mitzvah, there's no question about it, you're Osek B'mitzvah, Satzalos Nefashos. So if you're busy because you're doing your work as a doctor in the hospital, you are Pater from Tefillah, Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, you're Pater from Tefillah, and presumably that would lead to a Ptur Tashlumen. This is not so clear. So for example, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph tells us that the Kosvei Stam, the people who would write the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, they would do that Melecha Shemayim, that mitzvah, them, Tagreyim, the people that would sell those Stam, the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, and Tagreyim, and even the people that would peddle the Tefillin to the salesmen to sell, all those people are Pater from Kriya Shema, from Tefillin, and from Tefillah. That's what the Gemara says. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this way in Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Ches, and the Ramah there. However, if you look at Rashi there, Rashi says when discussing what Tagreim are, the people who sell the tefillin, Rashi says Tagreim are Pater, and the Lashon that he uses, and I'll just read it.
Halochin mehem. Come in, Asher, come in. Yeah, you can come in.
This will be awkward on the recording.
Hey, just,
no problem.
The super, he should be over here.
Okay, I'll go.
For those listening on the recording.
So the way Rashi understands Tagreim, Alochim ehen kidei limkor ulaham tzion litzorech lahem. the people that sell them, again, the lashon he uses, ulaham tzion letzorach lahem, meaning you sell tefillin to people who you know need to be yotzei a mitzvah of tefillin for their tzorach, for their need. So the Magen Avraham here in Siman Ches and Sifkan Ches has a diuk. He says, you see that it's letzorach lahem, that it's only the only reason why they're selling, or why they're pater, or why they're called an osek mitzvah, is because they're doing it to give the people who need to be yotzei the mitzvah. But if they were doing it because of a salary, they were doing it because they were getting hana from the money, so then you're not called an osek mitzvah, and you wouldn't be pater from davening. So someone who just, in the Magen Avraham's example, someone who just wants to go be a tefillin salesman, and he does it because it's good money, he's not called osek mitzvah, and he's not pater from davening, he still has to daven throughout the day. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says, however, we have Gemaras that contradict it. We have one Gemara, the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, tells us that someone who's Meishav Aveda, someone who's returning a lost object, being Osek in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, is considered as if he's doing an actual action. He's Pater from mitzvos, from Prut Rabbi Yosef and other mitzvos, even though he's not Tel Schar, even though he's getting some form of reward, some form of salary for the mitzvah that he's doing. So the Magen Avraham has two answers. Two chilukim between these cases. The first one, he says, is the case in Hashavas Aveda is a totally distinct case, but that's because that's called Schar Batala. That the guy says, okay, you took a day off of work just to make sure that I got this object, so I'll give you some money because you were Mevata, whatever you were doing. That's his first answer. And if that's true, then theoretically, again, anyone who gets a salary for doing a mitzvah is not considered Osek a mitzvah. There's no ptur of you have to daven, etc. It just happens to be, if there's this form of schar batola, that would reconstitute you as an osek mitzvah. The Magen Avraham then gives the second answer, and the second answer is quoted lehalacha by the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkan Chavdal. The second answer that Magen Avraham gives is that there's a distinction. There are two different types of being osek mitzvah. So one is someone who, as they're doing the mitzvah, they realize they're getting a salary, and they're excited about the salary, and that's their ikar kavana. That's what's happening in our case. But the case in the Gemara Nedarim, says the Magen Avraham, yeah, he's getting a salary. He's getting money, I should say. But his Iker Kavana is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So there are two different cases. So what would mean from the Mishnah, from the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah passing is like, is that even if someone is getting a salary, originally we said if you're getting a salary, no good, which would mean a doctor is not considered Osek B'Mitzvah, meaning there's no Ptur of Osek B'Mitzvah Padrim in a Mitzvah. But what we said, it depends now on your Iker Kavana. If your Iker Kavana is for the salary, that's a problem. If your Iker Kavana is for the mitzvah, then you're considered Osev Mitzvah Pater Menai Mitzvah. Okay, so you'd have to differentiate which doctors are actually going to have Iker Kavana for a mitzvah. The problem is there's another Gemara that seems to be, that the Be'er Halacha actually brings down, that also seems to somewhat contradict this concept of a salary would be detrimental to Osev Mitzvah. It would cause problems for Osev Mitzvah. It's the Gemara of Mitzion Pei Beza Mebez. The Gemara there discusses what happens if someone lends it. Reuven lends Shimon money, and Reuven takes a collateral. So let's say Reuven lends $10,000 to Shimon, and he takes his car as collateral. So there's a machlokas there, but Rabbi Akiva's opinion, which is how we paskin, is that Reuven, who lent it, is considered a Shomer Sachar. Anyone who's being Osek B'Mitzvah is always considered a Shomer Sachar. That's the klal. The chiddush that Rabbi Akiva says, based off the Rashi and above Metzia, is that even though he's now getting hana from this car, so much so that we're gonna deduct the payback of the loan based off the value of the use of that collateral. So whatever the value is of him now using the car, so even though it was $10,000 originally, it will be deducted from whatever value the use of that collateral would be. So he gets some form of money for this mitzvah of lending. Nevertheless, the Rabbi Kiva says it's considered as if he's doing a real mitzvah, and he's a shomer sachar for whatever halachos the Gemara there in Bava Metzia are dealing with. So you see that you're considered an osek b'mitzvah even if you get money. That's what So again, the answer that the Be'er Halacha kind of presents is it's possible that, again, his kavana is l'shem mitzvah. His kavana is not, you know, to get any benefit or money from doing this mitzvah of lending his fellow Jew. But the Be'er Halacha comes up with an additional chelik. So number one, the chelik is what your ikar kavana is. Again, if you're osek b'mitzvah, you're pater from davening. You don't have to daven shacharis when you're osek b'mitzvah. However, if you get a salary, if you get money, you are not called osek b'mitzvah, you have to daven. However, if your ikar kavana is not for the salary, your ikar kavana is for the mitzvah, then you are called osek b'mitzvah. But even if, says the Be'er Halacha, even if that weren't true, even if you are not, your Iker Kavan is not for the mitzvah. Nevertheless, there are two different types of being Oseik B'mitzvah. There's someone who's Oseik B'mitzvah B'guf HaMitzvah, and there's someone who's Oseik B'mitzvah that's not B'guf HaMitzvah. So when someone is Meshev Aveda, someone is returning a lost object, he's involved in the actual mitzvah. That person, whether he has Kavanah for the salary or not, he's Oseik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. But the Tagreim, let's say, the people who are selling the tefillin, the mitzvah is the right tefillin. The people who are selling are an extension of that mitzvah. So the extensions of the mitzvah, that their kavana, it depends on their kavana. So that's a very important chilek. So now if we go take the example to doctors in a hospital, so it's an important chilek, right? Doctors in a hospital, number one, they're going to have their, it depends what their ikar kavana is. Presumably their ikar kavana while they're being a doctor is to heal the person.
Isn't that the gufa mitzvah?
Yeah, so that's exactly the point. So even if...
And kavan matters?
Exactly. Even if their ikar kavan is not so, presumably they are being osek b'guf ha-mitzvah, and they would be considered an osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah.
Even if their kavan is to make money?
Yes, as long as while they're doing the mitzvah itself, then they would be pater. And Ishmael Avram actually brings down that he thinks that... Even if generally, you know, a doctor is doing it because of the salary, but when they're dealing with the actual patient, they're not doing it because of the salary. They're doing it to save the person's life.
But how much time is a doctor actually spending with a patient nowadays? Okay. How much is paperwork? No, like seriously.
So the Nishmas Avram thinks that, he may quote this from someone else, but he thinks that once your Oseik Mitzvah is even the paperwork, even the discharge papers, he says, that's all part of Oseik Mitzvah. That's what he holds. So either way, so Lamaskana, what we're saying is, you go into rounds in the morning, you're not able to daven shacharis, your pater from Dam Chachar is no chiyuv. Presumably, based off that Mishnah Berurah that we said earlier, the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Tzadi Gimel and Sifkan Ches, he says that you would be pater not only from davening, but now from Tashlumen. So, as I mentioned previously, this is not so simple. This is actually Talui in a machlokas in the postgim. A big machlokas in the postgim. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei and Siman Shin Mem Aleph. Is the beginning of Hilchos Avelos. It's really Hilchos Aninos or Hilchos Misha Meis Muta Lefanov, however you want to call it. So either way, the Shulchan Aruch there in Se'iv Beis and Shimei Aleph discusses the following case. Someone who 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, they hear that unfortunately a Karov has passed away. They're not called an Onin until the Kvura happens. An Onin is Pater and Mitzvos. So now, the kfur is not going to happen until, let's say, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. So right now, they're pater from davening ma'ariv that night, obviously, because they're pater min ha-mitzvos. So what happens now the next day after the kfura? Should they do tashlumen? So the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, there is no tashlumen. Even though you were pater from davening, there is no tashlumen. So the Taz there in Sifkat and Hay says the following. He first quotes from the Drisha. And the Drisha says, you learn from here, that so to someone who is oseik b'tzarchei tzibor, the same thing, just like once you're putter from doing the actual mitzvah of tefillah, you're putter from tashlumen, that same thing would be by oseik b'tzarchei tzibor, you would also be putter minat tashlumen. And the Taz says, uses a very dramatic language, and he says, absolutely not true. He totally disagrees. And the Taz says, no, there's a difference. What he says is that any time that the onus is because of a tirda, which we'll explain in a second, that's when the Chachamim said there's a chiyuv of tashlumen. You have to daven twice. When the onus is not because of a tirda, but it's a totally it's machmas davar acher, it's from a totally different reason, then there's no tashlumen. So what he says, for example, a person who's an onin, he's not doing anything. He is totally able to sit down and daven ma'ariv. There happens to be a p'tur that the Torah says an onin is pater b'mitzvos. So, but it's not because of a tirda. It's because an onen is pater. Now, the p'tur maybe has something to do with the tirda, but he is physically, there's no problem with him davening. He's very easily able to daven ma'ariv. So there, the Taz says, that's when we say there's no tashlumen. The Chachamim were not misakin when the onus was not machmas a tirda. There was no tirda here. It was just there was something else. But, for example, the oseik b'tzarchei tzibor, someone who's working, he's, like, whatever he's doing, he's doing accounting for all of Klal Yisrael, and he's working all morning. He's really Oseik B'tzarchei, he has no time to daven. That's when the Chazal said, oh, if you're Toa B'shacharis, you know, Mispal al Mincha Shtayim. That's when they were Mispal. So he said, so the Taz says, therefore, that in the case of Oseik B'tzarchei Tzibor, in the case of Oseik B'mitzvah, all those cases, you get Tashlum, and it's not like you're just Pater from it all. only in the case when you're potter, not because of the tirda. You're potter because of another reason. That's when we say there's no tashlumin. That's the taz.
Like another reason being there's another halachic problem.
Yes.
That's stopping you from davening.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Are there other examples?
The Taz doesn't say.
Okay.
The only other Taz that I know of is in Simin Kufres, which is our Simin, by Tashlum and Rechaim. But he doesn't bring up any new cases.
What's the literal translation of Tirda again?
Some sort of burden.
What's Tirda?
What?
Tirda.
It's the same thing. Okay, the Shachter and the Nikudas Akesef. Disagrees, as does the Magen Avraham in Archaim in Sadi Gimel Sivka and Hey, these posts can disagree and they say, Taz, your chiluk is wrong, it's just not true. There's a chiluk between whether, meaning when we say pater, that means you're pater. When we don't say pater, that doesn't mean pater. So when we say Osik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah, when we say Osik b'tzar chetzibur pater mina tefillah, when we say an onin is pater mina mitzvah, all those cases are inherently, is a real, real tor mamish. You're actually potter. There was never a chiv in those cases, and therefore you're potter from tashlumin. That's what the Shachter, Magen Avraham, and most of the poskim, Eli Rab, most of the poskim. This is presumably how we hold. We hold that anytime there's a ptur, it's
in.
Called.
Come in. It's on the other side.
You can come through here if you want.
Yeah.
Is this the same beat from the other day?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. So again, what that means is that anytime you have a ptur, it's an actual ptur. It's not just a ptur for the mitzvos, but it's a ptur for tashlumin as well. So this is obviously a very, very important machloka. So now, coming back to our sugya, the sugya of tashlumin, let's say a doctor in a hospital. So is a doctor in a hospital...
The same exact beat, right?
I think so, yeah.
I wasn't here. The chairs were wet, so we wanted to prop them so the water slides off. Not on the carpet, though.
The chairs are wet. That's why we just propped them by the door out there.
Yeah, but I can't get upset. The last I heard, they didn't knock on the door. They won't let you in.
Hmm. Whoever lives there?
Yeah. So we can't tell if the leak's coming from there.
Well, no. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
Thank you.
Any help is appreciated.
Right. Thanks. Right. Okay, so... So now, again, we have a machlokas, again, Shachter, Magen Avraham, most poskim, and the Taz, whether when we say there's a concept of a ptur tefillah, let's just say for our example, that ptur tefillah is a real ptur mamish, meaning there was never a chiyuv and therefore you're not chayv in tashlumin, or there doesn't, you can have a ptur machmazonis, which is what the Taz says, right? So the Taz in Sivkan Aleph, in Arsugya, in Simen Kuf Ches, quotes the same thing, and he quotes the whole thing, he quotes the Drish and everything that he quoted there in Yordain, Shin Mem Aleph. And he paskins, in our case, you would need tashlum, if you were a doctor, and a doctor is osik b'mitzvah, so he's pater min ha-mitzvah, so you have rounds all morning, you don't get a break until 1 in the afternoon. The Taz says, midina, you're chayif to say two minchas. The Shach, and the Magen Avraham, and the Eli Rab, and all those poskim would disagree. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here, however, says something interesting. The Mishnah Berurah here, in Sifkan Beis, in Simen Kuf Ches, paskin says, we should be choshesh for the Taz. And therefore, even though, let's just use the example of a doctor in a hospital, you're a doctor in a hospital, you're osik b'mitzvah, so you're pater min ha-mitzvah, because the Taz says you're chayiv in tashlumin, you should at least try to say tashlumin b'toras nedava, is what he says. So what that would mean is that there may not be a chiyuv, you're right, but at least say it anyway, offer up a tefillah, just like we have karbanos that are nedava, so do we have tefillahs that are nedava. But the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're giving this tefillas nedava, you should make sure to do two things. This is really coming from the Prima Gadim, which I'll explain in a second. But he says you should nachon shegam bazei yispal achar kach lashlim atfilah shechaster lo. You should try to do tefillah ach bazei yispal lo sabatoras nedava. But you should do it with toras nedava v'yichadish ba'davar and add something in it. That comes from the Rishonim already, Rabbi Yona. Has in our sugi in a few places, as we mentioned a little bit yesterday, that when you add this tefillas nedava, you should always try to add something a little new. In Shmakalinu, add another bakasha, whatever it is. But add something new, that's what he says. He gets it from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in our sugya, in Sifkan Aleph, in the Mishmitzel Zav, compares this case to the case in Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Hei, in Simen Kuf Ches, Afal Pish Ein Tashlumen, Elel Tefillah Hasmuch Al Osa Tefillah. We know that tashlumin is only to shachris, is only for mincha. Utfilo shehifsid ein lahem tashlumin. If you missed out, there's nothing you can do. Meaning, if you miss shachris, you can't do anything by ma'ariv. Imratza, but nevertheless, Imratza l'spalo sanidava v'sheichadish b'shem davar shus biyadel. There is no chiyuv tashlumin anymore. But if you want to be mechadesh anything, amar, if you decide you know you mishachris, you should have done a mincha, you forgot to for whatever reason. So you want to do it by marv, you can do it b'toras nedava as long as you kind of add something new. V'nachol la'asos kein, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's good to do this. Why is it good to do this? So we mentioned yesterday that it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim as to whether or not you have the tashlumin is in the next tefillah, or you can even be done in two or three tefillahs later, or more. We mentioned that the opinion of the Ravid, in the third parak of Hilchos Tefillah and Halacha Vav and Halacha Yod, and the opinion there in Agos Maimonios and Os Chaf, quoted from Rabbeinu Simcha, and we quoted that this was the opinion of a few of the Rishonim. We quoted a bunch, but we just call it the sheet of the Ravid. The Rashba also had it. They all said that you can go as far as you want. The Rabbeinu Yonah, the example he gave was, if you were in jail for a few days, you come out of jail, you can be mashlam all those tefillos. But we said the Shita of Tosos and in Chavav Amar Alfin in Brachos, and the opinion of the Rambam there, where that Ravid is, they both say it has to be the next tefillah, and that's how we paskin. But there is a machlokas in the Rishonim as to how we paskin. So the Shulchan Aruch already says, because there is such a machlokas, so his Eitzah is okay, so we might as well satisfy all conditions. How do we do that? By davening a tefillas nedava. So presumably that's what the Prima Gadim is saying, so to an error case. You're osik b'mitzvah, you're patur min ha-mitzvah. Most say that you don't need tashlumin. But there is a taz that says you do, so just like there, to satisfy all opinions, we'll do a tefillas nedava, so to an error case, if you want, you don't need to, but if you want to, you can do a tefillas nedava as long as you're mechadish badavar, etc. So that's practically what one would do if they're working in a hospital in the morning. Now, that doesn't mean that the entire time you're in a hospital, you're osik b'mitzvah. Right, there are times when you're off. If you're off for an hour, then you're not osik b'mitzvah. So someone who's, let's say, off, the example we gave yesterday, you start your, you know your first patient's at 2 o'clock, Zman Mincha's at 1 o'clock. You know usually the patient lasts a half hour. This time it lasted for 4 hours, Pashkia. So is there Tashlumin? So the answer is that you're not osik b'mitzvah from 1 o'clock, assuming you're not osik b'mitzvah from 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and you had that time to daven mincha, that's not called osik mitzvah. You had to daven mincha then, and if you missed it, that's considered an onus, and therefore you are going to be chayav in tashlumin. This is what the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Sif Ches, here in Siman Kuf Ches. Misha lo hispala, ba'ut sheyesh lo zman l'hispala, person who doesn't daven when he has the time to daven, v'pnei shesover she'adayin yishar lo zman achar sheyigmor, also, asexual misasikbo, because he thinks he's going to have time when he finishes whatever he's about to do. And Mishnah Berurah says, it really doesn't matter what asek, even if it's an asek that you're not supposed to do before davening. Whatever it is. He just thinks he's going to be able to finish and daven. Uvinkach, uvinkach, avrlo, asha. And the time passed. Next thing he looked at his watch. V'chemisha yatard betzorech mamono. Someone who's, you know, dealing with their money and just gets lost in time. Shelo yavo lidei hefsid validekach hefsid milespala. So that he doesn't, you know.
Sorry to bother you.
No, no problem.
It looks like somebody when they take a shower upstairs, there's something going on upstairs.
Okay.
So tomorrow I'll probably have the handyman make like a little tiny hole there, yes, and run the water to see if the waistline is back. Alright?
Totally okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Shoyavoli de Hefsid Valikach Va'al Yidekach Hifsid Milispalo. And because of whatever he's doing, he just doesn't daven. V'chemishi Yashik or Blow Spalo, or he's drunk. Kulam chashuvim anusim v'yisham tashlumen. They're all anus and they are tashlumen. There is a chayv tashlumen. So again, although a doctor in the hospital, if you're being osik b'mitzvah, you're pater from tefillah and you're pater from tashlumen, you can do tefillah sendava, we said, but you're pater. Nevertheless, in the time when you're not osik, you're chayv in tefillah, and therefore if you are over that zman, you would be chayv in tashlumen later on. Right? So those would be the two important cases in terms of tashlumin for a doctor, at least. Okay, good. So we have a few minutes now. Skipped a few things so we can get to the last few minutes. So I figured we'll end off the sugya that we started yesterday. We'll try to end it off, because there's one more major machlokas in the Rishonim here that's probably important to talk about. Might as well. We don't want to skip it if we're going to not do tashlumin anymore. I'm happy you got the phone. Okay, so okay, just the chazer yesterday. So yesterday we began the parak of Tfilas HaShachar. The parak begins on Chavav Amar Aleph, dealing with tashlumin issues. And we basically said the sugya seems to have two kind of mashmuyos. There are two tzadim in how you can learn what tashlumin is. Either tashlumin is you're literally making up what you lost. So when I miss shachars and I daven two minchas, that second mincha is a makeup of shachars, and the second mincha is called a shachars. So I daven mincha, then tefillah shachars. That's what the Shmona Esrei is really called, a shachars. That was what we said is the mashmalos of the Gemara at the beginning when it calls it a tefillah shelo bizmana, etc. But then we said the end of the sugya seemed to indicate the second way of looking at tashlumin, that the chiyuv tashlumin is not necessarily, you know, when you daven the second Shmona Esrei, it's not called a shachars. It was the Chachamim Institute, the Chachamim were masakin, that there's a takana that anytime you miss, anytime you make a mistake, you daven twice. Anytime I make a mistake in shachars, I daven two minchas. Not that the second mincha is called a shachars, I daven two minchas. And we said that seemed to be the way that the sugya rolls in general. We pointed out yesterday also, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, whether it goes, the tashlumin is only for the next tefillah, or you can even be for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tefillahs later. That's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, and we said that that machlokas seems to have, seems to be taloi, or I should say, the question that the Achronim have seems to be taloi in this machlokas. We pointed out there's a suffix that Tzlach has, that if you are edging towards Shkia, you have 3 minutes left, you can only daven one Shmona Esrei. So, and you need a daven at Tashlumin also, you miss Shacharis, so what should you do? So the Tzach has a suffix about it, he thinks it's taloi in two deos. Why do we daven the Chi of Tefillah before the Tashlumin Tefillah, is the question, right? So we said that there's two opinions in the poskim. The Lefush says, the reason why we daven the Chiyuv first is because Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem. That when it comes to the Chiyuv, this is Zman Mincha. So Mincha is always davened as Zman Mincha. That's called Tadir. Therefore, we always daven the Chiyuv, and then we daven the Tashlumin. But we pointed out the Mishnah Brewer there in Sifkan Tezvav, quotes from the Pri Chadash and others. Another reason is not because of Tadir. Tadir is a preference, right? Which one comes first? But the reason is because the takana of the Chachamim was to attach it, to latch it on to a tefillah. The takana was that there should be two Shmona Esreis. But what that means is when you daven, also daven. Right? When I daven mincha, also daven tashlumin. That's what the takana was. It was never just daven tashlumin. And we said what this second opinion, the Pri Chadash, is telling us is that there's no such thing as a standalone tefillah tashlumin. There shouldn't be. And because of that, in our case, many of the poskim said, and Rabbi Yashir passing this way, that in the case when you have 3 minutes left, you should really daven mincha, and you shouldn't daven the tashlumin, even though you're going to lose out on that tashlumin. That being said, what we pointed out yesterday is, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah himself, Paskin's Bidyeved, you can say a standalone tashlumin. He does say you should make a tanai in the tashlumin, but he does say you can make a standalone tashlumin. So again, if you're in a hospital, and you need to do tashlumin for shacharis, and you have, you know, 5 minute breaks, you have no more than that, so you daven mincha one break, and then an hour later you daven tashlumin for shacharis, meaning a second Shmona Esrei alone, and that shouldn't be an issue. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says lechatchila yoser nachom b'chol zeshim lo espalo tekef tefilas hashlam achar tefilas achiyuv. This is the end of Sifkan Tezvav. He espalo sabatoras nedava. He should say benedava, and he should make a tanai and say im ani chayev arizil lechavasi. If I'm chayev, this should be a chiyuv. If not, it's just called a nedava. Right? And this is what he says the Prima Gadim. Again, it's presumably the same svar the Prima Gadim had that we mentioned earlier. But that, again, that's also practical for those who are in hospital. Wonderful. Okay, so that Azara was a little more than I wanted to be. Okay, so anyways, the Gemara in Chavav Amud Beis in Brachos tells us, let's just end off with Sugya. Tan Rabbanan, two very important cases. Ta'a v'lo espalu mincha b'erev Shabbos. Someone made a mistake, and they didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. Mispalu b'lo Shabbos time. So they should daven Friday night, Mariv, to Shmon Esrei. Right? What comes out, the chiddush of that, is that you can do tashlumin even on a different Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Yona points this out. That's what seems to come out of the sugya. Okay, the second case, and this is a very important case. Ta'a v'lo espalu mincha b'Shabbos. Let's say a person didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. So mispalel b'motzai Shabbos shtayim shel chol. So you daven a motzai Shabbos two Shmona Esreis of chol the way you would. Mavdil b'rishon avin mavdil b'shnia. You make avdala in the first one. Why? Because the first one is your chiyuv. That's when you need to make avdala. The second one is you don't make avdala because that's your tashlumin from Shabbos. Then the Gemara continues. V'im hivdil b'shnia v'lo hivdil b'rishona. But if you made avdala in the second, not the first, right? You switched it up. Also lo shnia, also lo rishona, lo also lo. So the second one now becomes your chiyuv because that's the one you said avdala, and your first one is a problem because you can't say tashlumin before your chiyuv, so your first one gets thrown away. You just have the second one as your chiyuv.
So you daven a third one.
So presumably what that would mean is you daven a third one. That seems to be the pashup shot of the Gemara. That's how most of the Rishonim seem to hold.
Can you retroactively make it in the double or something?
No. Because you
just have extra 19.
Yes. That's great. So the Gemara ends off lememra. Does that mean to say to keep into the avdil become ma'isa command lo tzali dami? Just because I didn't make Abdullah in the first Mara, that means it's nothing. But Yosef says, what does that mean? Umadrinan lay. And you make him daven a third time. Or minu, I have a stira. Tavlo hiskir kvorsh ksham tchias amesim mishal berchas hashan amachzir nasal. This is the important part of the brayso. Havdala b'chonin adas. If a person forgot to say atachon antanu in chonin adas, in machzir nasal. But meshiach olomer alakos. You don't make him go back because you can just say havdala later. Havdala is kind of irrelevant. The gemara ends off kasha. You're right. It's a good kasha. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? So all the Rishonim say, the Rosh here in Siman Dalet, but the Rashba and Rabbi Yonah, they all seem to say that even though it's a kasha, but it's not a tiyota, right? We still paskin that way, and they quote from Rav Haigon, that this is how Rav Haigon held, that we hold like both cases. We hold on one hand, if you accidentally, you had to say Maariv twice, and you only said Abdal in the second one, first one doesn't count, and presumably you would have to say a third one. And we also hold that if you forgot to say Atachon Antanu on a typical Motzei Shabbos, we wouldn't make you go back because you can just say Havdalah Alakos. Great.
Can you specifically not say Havdalah in your second Shemoneh Esrei if you know you forgot in your first?
Can you specifically not say...
Is there any point in saying Havdalah in the second one if you forgot?
Yeah, because then it becomes your chiyuv.
No, but according to the Braisa, that you're going to be Havdalah Alakos anyway. So
here's what comes out. Sure, I don't know if we'll get to the Machlokas Rishonim, but fine, we'll talk about that. The Rashba has here, the Rashba says, what's the Svar? You see it a little bit out of Rashi here on the top of the daf also, the Tzach points it out, but the Rashba says that the idea is, it's all based on your Kavana. That's what this Gemara is clearly telling you. Tashlumin is based off the Kavana that you have. You need to have Kavana to do Tashlumin. But we need to have a Giloy Das as to what your Das was. We're not sure what your Das is. So when a person says Havdalah in the second one, it shows that his das was that the first one was not meant to be anything. The second one was really meant to be a schiv. However, says the Rashba, let's say I said Havdalah in both, or Havdalah in none. So then it's just a mistake. We don't have any idea as to what his das, what his kavana was. So as you're saying, if you don't say Havdalah in any, and that's what reverts back to this braisa, right? If you made a mistake, we don't make you go back because you can just say Havdalah alakos. So if both of them are the same, whether it's both Havdalah or not both Havdalah, then we're not going to have a problem. But if the second one is Havdalah, then we'll have an issue. Good. There's a big, big, big machlokas Rishonim here about the following case. Tosfos on the top of the daf on Chavav and Bezi Ramasvata brings down two deos, and it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Tosfos first brings down the day of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says the following. I'm going to wait till there are 10 people here.
I don't know what the chat said.
Okay, so I'm going to wait either to that or for like 9:05 or something. Because we started a little late, so I'm giving myself some leeway. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says the following. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh? Let's say Rosh Chodesh is a Wednesday. So I'm davening on Mincha, and I forget to say Yalav Yavo. So I have to do Tashlumin on Motzei, meaning Maariv, Motzei Rosh Chodesh. That presumably is. Rabbeinu Ephraim says you don't do that. Why don't you do that? Because Rabbeinu Ephraim says, we only do Tashlumin when you're going to be Marviach something. You're going to add something. When this person now davens two Shmoneh Esreis on Motzei Rosh Chodesh, his second Shmoneh Esreis is the exact same as he davened at Mincha. There's nothing he added. So what's the chiddush here, says Rabbeinu Ephraim. And that's different than the case, says he, from our Gemara. Let's say a person forgot to say Mincha on Shabbos. So when he davens two Maariv on Motzei Shabbos, he's adding something, because he didn't daven. But, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, if a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, this always happens. If you ever see someone rubbing their chest during Shmoneh Esrei, you know they said Tzlach Lanu, and they're just trying to like rub it out, you know? So that's what he says. Someone says the Tefillah Shel Chol on Mincha and Shabbos. Right? So, what happens now? He said Mincha. Does he say, our Gemara says, Tav Mincha b'Shabbos, you say two Maariv Zamotzei Shabbos. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, however, if you said Shmoneh Esrei Shel Chol on Mincha and Shabbos, so you said a regular Shmoneh Esrei, you don't say two Shmoneh Esrei Zamotzei Shabbos, because again, that second Shmoneh Esrei, you're not adding anything. You're just doing exactly what he did before.
Isn't it as if you didn't daven? Like, if you daven Chol on Shabbos.
No, so Rabbeinu Ephraim does not hold that.
No, because when you start saying Atachon Anton on Friday night, that's not a bracha vatala, because the din is that really...
You can daven whatever you want.
Friday night?
Yeah, I'm saying, so this always happens, right? And so you just, you finish the bracha, right? You finish the bracha.
Yeah.
And then you start saying...
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like you didn't daven.
The Tosfos here, the Rishonim actually all discussed that, how really on Shabbos, it was only with play tircha, the Gemara says, is why we don't daven the tefillah shalchol. But really, we would have davened tefillah shalchol, so that's why they really are interchangeable in a lot. But nevertheless, the Tosfos quote from Rabbeinu Alfas, we'll just call him the Rif. And the Rabbeinu Yonah quote that this is the opinion of the Chachmei Provincia, that the opinion that they disagree. They say even if you're not going to add anything in the Shemona Esrei, you always have to do Tashlumin if you made a mistake. So if I made a mistake in Shacharis, I always have to do Tashlumin on my Shacharis. So if I made a mistake in Mincha and I daven Tefillah Shalchol on Shabbos, I would still say two Marvs on Motzei Shabbos. What's his proof? His proof is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says if I made a mistake by Abdallah, and I said Abdullah by the second and not the first. So what do? The first one doesn't count. Right. And I have to go back and do what? And say the exact same Shmona Esrei. Right? I didn't say Abdullah the first time. Right. And now I'm not saying Abdullah again.
Right.
So presumably Rabbeinu Ephraim would disagree and say it just means it doesn't count, but you lost that on your Tashlumin. But that's their proof. What's the Machlokas? So this is exactly what Jakey was saying. What the Machlokas is the following. Do we have 10 here?
Yeah.
Oh, there are 10. Okay, give me 1 minute. The machlokas is the following. If you have a... let's take Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim tells us... It's Rabbeinu Yehuda. I keep on saying Rabbeinu Ephraim, but I think it's Rabbeinu Yehuda. Yeah, it's Rabbeinu Yehuda. I keep on saying Rabbeinu Ephraim. I'm sorry. I just heard a chavur today that they were talking about Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's why it was in my head. Rabbeinu Yehuda. So what's Rabbeinu Yehuda's svara? Rabbeinu Yehuda's svara... Let's go with the Chachmei Provincia first, right? What's their svara? That even if nothing's being added by the second Shmona Esrei, I still daven it. Why? So the Rif is explaining the reason why I would still daven it is because that anytime I make a mistake in my Shmona Esrei, it's as if, this is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush both, right? It's as if I didn't daven. That soul, that disqualification makes it as if my tefillah was not a tefillah. I was not Mekayim a mitzvah of tefillah. So I, even if I'm saying the same thing, now I can be Mekayim Tashlumin later on. Rabbeinu Yehuda disagrees. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, no, it's not that that disqualification makes it as if I didn't daven at all. What that disqualification does is just makes it as if I didn't daven my tefillah bishleimusa. I didn't complete my... It wasn't a perfectly good tefillah. I was mekayim mitzvah of tefillah. I davened. But it just wasn't at the highest level. So if I'm not adding anything by tashlumin, there's no reason to do tashlumin. Presumably, just to end off, presumably this falls very, very nicely in the chakira that we had on Tuesday. That presumably this machlokas is exactly what the chova of tashlumin is. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, what the chova of tashlumin is a makeup, right? Is I missed my shacharis. I need to make up my shacharis by filling in what I was lacking in shacharis. And by when I daven mincha twice, that second mincha is really called shacharis shmona esrei. And that's why he says, if I don't add anything to it, so what am I doing? Right? Oh, great, I originally davened, it wasn't bishleimusa. If I'm not adding anything, so I'm not fixing what was lacking originally. But the Chachmei Provincia are coming to say, no. Right, the whole point of tefillah is it's a takana miyuchedes, it's a unique takana, that anytime I mess up, I do two tefillos. So who cares whether you're making it up or not making it up? Right, the disqualification is a disqualification in the tefillah. That's what the Chachamim said. The tefillah was no good, you have to do it twice later on. It doesn't matter where you're marviach. So that chakira, I know I said that a little quickly because I don't want to cause too much of a tercha, but that chakira flows very nicely into the machlokas that we had yesterday. Either way, I'm happy we started with the practical stuff first. Okay, hopefully next time we'll talk maybe more about how those feel about where places that you can daven in a hospital, etc.